Spotlight on Exams. Module 5. Listening. Page 99.
I first got the idea of going to work in a primitive village in Africa when my daughter decided to spend her gap year in Uganda, teaching English to schoolchildren. Her tales of the terrible poverty but fantastic optimism of the people there really got under my skin. I was in my mid-50s, had worked for almost 30 years in a stressful job, and really wanted a change. I realised that what my daughter had done was just the kind of thing I was looking for. After discussing it with my wife, Kay, I informed my boss that I would be leaving at the end of the year. He thought I was mad, of course, just like everyone else. After all, I was giving up a six-figure salary in the City of London, and of course he was a bit worried about finding someone else for the job. In the end, though, I think he understood that it was something that meant a lot to me. I think he even envied me in a way. In the beginning, I thought it would be a lot harder to give up all the luxuries I was used to. We lived in a beautiful house in Chelsea, regularly dined out in fancy restaurants, and drove expensive cars. Things couldn't have been more different in Uganda. I will never forget arriving at the village that was to be our home for the next 12 months. Crowds of people came out to greet us, cheering and smiling. It was the most unbelievable welcome I have ever had. Then they proudly led us to our accommodation. Well, I'm telling you, it was no Chelsea townhouse. Basically, it was a mud hut with no electricity, which meant, of course, no lighting, heating, oven or fridge. It was extremely primitive, but that's exactly what I'd expected. What I found shocking was how much more cramped and unsanitary the homes that the villagers lived in were. Our house was regarded as quite luxurious compared to them. Not having electricity was one of the most difficult aspects of life there. It really brought home to us just how much we take for granted in the Western world. We had to use a big pot, like a bucket, for cooking. We had to fetch all our drinking water from a well, then boil it over a fire, as this was the only way we could sterilize it. Then it was a race against time to cook before the sun went down and we could no longer see. The house itself had a thatched roof with a hole in the middle for the smoke from the fire to escape. The walls were made of long sticks covered with mud. The floor inside was just earth patted down hard. We only had piles of straw to sleep on, but I can safely say that I slept better than I ever had before while I was in Uganda. It was just so peaceful. You don't realize how much city noises disturb your sleep until they're not there anymore. We found it quite hard to settle back down in England after we returned from Africa, so much so that we are considering going abroad again. We're already in the planning stages, but we're going to try another continent this time. I think once you get the travelling bug, it never leaves you.